Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name is Jeannie. I work at Harris Appliance and Furniture. I've worked here, I've actually worked for Harris from 2018, and before that we worked at Sears, worked for Gary for years.
Okay, so yeah. That was a transition, like Sears was in this building, correct?
Sears closed down in 2017.
Okay.
And then Harris opened in 2018.
Okay, and so you had that background. So when you were working with Sears, what was the position that you held?
Sales associate. Same as now.
Okay, so what does sales associate mean?
Well, we just, anybody comes in looking for a fridge, we guide them to what they're looking for with their measurements and their color and preference, or if they're looking for a stove, same thing, or a couch.
Yeah, so yeah. In all these years that you've been in this industry now, what kind of trends have you seen come and go in regards to, like, what are people coming in and asking for? Like, is it a certain type of fridge with a color? Is it a certain kind of couch? Like,
most people are going with a French door fridge if they have room, depending on their width, height, and depth. So,
what kind of fridge, sorry?
A French door fridge.
French door, okay.
So it's like, got your two doors and your freezer on the bottom that pulls out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's the most popular fridge.
That's the most popular right now. And yeah. And some want the ice and water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about the ones with these buttons on them now, like the computer monitors. What's that about?
Samsung does have a bespoke with a little computer, little hub on the front. Okay. If you got it hooked up to your phone, you can actually, whatever apps on your phone, you can have them on the panel on the fridge. And if you're in your kitchen, you can pull up a recipe, or if you got Netflix on there, you can watch a movie while you're cooking.
Really?
It's super great. The kids, anyone with small kids, and they get a fridge like this, they love it as well too, because they can draw and everything on it as well.
Okay, and does it do anything in regards to, like, inside the fridge itself, or this is just a tablet on the fridge?
There is a camera inside the fridge, so if you're at the store and you're like, oh, do I need milk? And you look at your camera, it's like, oh yeah, my milk is almost like down to here, so yeah, I'll pick up milk.
So there is a camera in that fridge. Yeah. Oh my God, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
A camera in the fridge.
Yeah.
We are living in the future. That's like George Jetson stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Okay, so that is something that you have heard is beneficial to clients.
Yeah. Yeah, it's modern, it's beneficial. There is, you can also choose your colors.
Okay.
So if you want your bottom panel to be, we have one here that was orange, then we had the middle panel that was blue, and then we had the top left panel, I think it was like stainless or black stainless.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you can actually choose your colors, and you can take them on and off with a suction cup.
Oh, cool.
And if in 2 years you get sick of the color, just change them up.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
What a great option.
Yeah.
Like, especially because your fridge should last a long time. But yeah, if you wanted to update, like, your cabinets or your floor or something.
Yeah, if you change your decor or whatever. And yeah.
That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So in regards to Fort McMurray, how long have you been here for?
I moved up here in 2005.
Okay, from where?
From Newfoundland.
What part?
Psenchie Bay side, Psenchie Bay area.
So central? No.
Not really central.
No.
It's, if you know where St. John's is.
St. John's, Newfoundland, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
We lived about an hour and a half from St. John's. So.
South.
Yes. Yeah, you got your Psenchie Bay area on that side, and then Trinity is on that side.
Okay. So what pulled you to Fort McMurray away from
my
the
sister
lovely...
was up here working.
Okay.
And at the time back there wasn't much work.
Right.
I worked in a fish plant back there for one fish plant for 16 years, the other one 5 years.
Okay.
So the work was getting less and less. So I came up here with her and she said, work for me. And so yeah. I've been up here ever since.
Cool. So rewind to fish plant work. I've heard that my whole life. I'm born and raised here in Fort McMurray, so like I know a lot of East Coasters, but I've never really asked what fish plant work meant. In my head, I can just think of boats going out and fishing, but
yeah.
obviously there's so much more to that industry than just that. So what part of that industry were you in?
I was in pretty much every part of it except putting the fish to the big machine.
Okay.
So we get the fish from the draggers that would get it all over. And it would come in frozen, so they would unthaw it and put it through the big machines to take the head and everything off of it.
Okay.
They would put it, I used to be on a machine where you'd stand up and the machine would cut the fillets.
Okay.
So we'd take the fillets and turn them skin side down so they'd go through the skinner.
Okay.
And then on the other end where they went through the skinner, we'd put them flat and it'd go to another machine which cut it up in sections.
Okay.
And the top part would go one place, the middle part would go another place, and then the tail part would go another place.
Wow.
So there's a line of, like, I think it was 6 or 8 people that would trim up and take any bones or anything that was left on them.
Okay.
And yeah, go to different parts of the fish plant. So then they'd be frozen separately usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then they're easy to bundle and box up, right?
That's so interesting. So yeah. It was automated, however, there was still a human aspect.
It was
aspect.
Just like a big assembly line, yeah.
Wow, and how many people would you say would be on a shift in your, like, is it just one big section or is it a bunch of different
areas? There was a night shift and a day shift.
Okay.
So there's, God, I don't know, probably maybe 100 people.
Holy.
On each, maybe more than that. I don't know, there's warehouse crew, there's
yeah.
people in the freezers that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think there was like 22 or 24 trimmers at one time, trimming up the fish.
Okay.
Making sure there's no bones and stuff on it.
Okay, so you were in the actual plant. You never spent any time on the boat?
Oh gosh, no.
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 Okay.
No. No.
You say that very definitively. Like, no, I don't want to go.
No. I'd probably be seasick. Yeah. But yeah.
It's a wild industry to me. Like like I have family who are into boats down in the Caribbean and ship stuff and stuff. Sometimes I look at the footage of where they're sailing through and it's so rough and choppy and you're just like,
yes.
But that's just, you know that's what you're getting into.
Yes.
And I look at that and I'm horrified.
Yeah, I don't think, I'd rather stay on land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but like, yeah, I agree with you. I've been on a few cruises.
Yeah.
Those are chill.
Yeah.
But some of those waters that those guys and ladies get into, I'm just like, no, I'm good. I'll stay on land.
Yeah.
So how often do you get to go back to Newfoundland? Or how often have you?
I usually go back once a year because I have 2 sons back there.
Oh, nice.
And I have 3 grandbabies back there. So.
Oh, wow. And they live where?
In St. John's.
Okay.
My 2 boys live in St. John's, yeah.
Okay, so like they came with you here and then moved back, or
no,
they stayed there the full time?
No. My boys were pretty much on their own going to trade school and
okay.
university
yeah.
when I moved up here.
Okay.
And then my daughter was a couple of years behind for her age, like, right?
Yeah.
So she had 2.5 years of school left before I moved up here.
Okay.
And then, yeah, she's actually in Nova Scotia right now.
Oh, what part of Nova Scotia?
Kingston, Nova
oh,
Scotia,
nice.
Greenwood. Her
oh,
husband's
yeah.
in the military, so
okay.
They're stationed there. They were in Cold Lake last year.
Oh, that was a lot
which
closer.
Was super nice because
yeah.
I could jump in the car and go down.
Yeah.
And see them, right? I got 2. She got 2 of my grandbabies too.
Nice.
So 5 altogether.
You are blessed.
I am blessed. Yeah.
And they are living in some nice places. So when grandma comes to visit, you have
yeah.
some like nice scenery to look at.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that is so awesome. What's your favorite thing to do when you're with them?
Oh, I take them to the playground. I take them for walks. I bake cookies with them. And, oh, yeah. We do make pizza, homemade pizza.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you notice how different you are as a grandparent versus a mom?
I got more patience, I think, with the grandkids.
Right.
Because I had three of my own. My first son was 10 and a half months old when I brought my second son home.
Okay.
So they were pretty much grew up together because they weren't that far apart. And then I worked at the plant.
When you brought him home?
When I brought my second son
home. So you were only not pregnant for like a month, roughly. A
couple months.
Yeah. Wow. That's committed.
Yeah.
They grew up really close to each other,
Me and my brother are the same way. There's only like 12 or 13 months. Like, there's not much between us.
Yeah.
And we grew up very close, but very far at the same time.
Yeah. And four years later, I had my daughters.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Daughters?
Daughter.
Oh, daughter. Okay. Yeah, my bad.
That's three kids.
Yeah, that's
that
what I thought.
That was lots back then.
Yeah. Oh, it's the exact same as my family. The two brothers are close at the top. My sister, 4 years difference.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, crap. Tanner just stopped his watch. I had a bunch more questions to come up.
Oh,
anyways.
That went quick.
It does. But we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
No. Well, if you're looking for custom furniture, we do a lot of custom furniture in here. We do sofas, chairs, stools, dining, and anything. Or if you're not looking for custom, we do sell Ashley Signature product as well too, and a Mazin product and Magasin. So if you can't find what you're looking for, we can get it made for you.
There we go. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hopefully everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.